What's up, weirdos? I'm Chris Weir, and this is The Chris Weir Experience. And today we're on episode number 31 of The Daily Weirdo. And today we're going to talk about sales being transactional and service is relational. Acquiring new business has really just two main overarching steps. Number one, you've got to get the business. Number two, you got to keep the business, right? I mean, pretty simple, right? But first, let's talk about getting the business, the sales side of the transaction, right? Sales is very short term. It's very transactional in nature, right? So you have to stay focused on that one goal, which is turning a prospect into a client. So there's a lot of different ways you can do it. There's a lot of strategies you go through. We've talked a lot about sales strategy in the past. I'm sure we'll talk about it a million times more in the future. But really and truly, when you're working on the sales side of the business and you're trying to convert it, you need to stay focused on that and that one goal, which is making the prospect a client. I have a very, very bad tendency of wanting to be an advisor. So I sit down and try to educate my clients way too much, or I should say my prospects. I educate my prospects way too much and I overdo it, right? A little education is important. You need to show them, number one, that you know what you're talking about, but also you want them to be well-informed in the process so that they can make a good decision, whether that's with you or not, they at least can make a good decision. So a little bit of education is important, but I always take it too far because I just naturally like to educate my clients. The second piece of it is the service. Now, that is a long-term thought process. Very, very different than the mentality you need for sales. Sales is very short-term. It's very transactional. It's immediate. It happens then. But the service side of it is very long-term. You want to keep that client for a long period of time. You don't want that relationship to end right after it starts. It's so much more cost-effective to keep a client long-term than to have to constantly be selling new clients. So when you're talking about the service side of the business, you have to be strategic. You've got to think that long-term. So think of things like client gifts or regular account reviews or just regular communication between you and the client. You've got to think long tail. You've got to think down the road for the service side of the business. Now, I bring this difference up for one very important reason. There is a trend in business to try to make the salesperson also the service person, which I am guilty of doing before. But really, if you have the ability to separate the two, have salespeople, have service people, you've got your hunters, you've got your farmers. If you can keep those two jobs separate, you'll have much more success. They'll have much more success. Your clients will be happier. Your prospects will convert more. And everything will work just a little bit better for you. So I hope that helps someone. I'll see you on the next Daily Weirdo.